The Soldotna Rotary Club is teaming up with the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District to help students at a few Soldotna area schools learn about digital photography. KBBI's Mike Mason has the story.
Students in four Soldotna area schools will benefit from the digital photography equipment that was paid for by donations from not only the Soldotna Rotary Club, but also the City of Soldotna, the International Rotary Foundation, and private donations. Local attorney Joe Cashi spearheaded the effort to get the equipment into the hands of students. He says the current project builds on a project started in 2006.
At that time, what we were trying to do is support the newly accredited digital arts program at Kenai Peninsula College. We provided them with a number of Nikon SLR cameras, and then also provided one high-end Kodak camera per school to seven Soldotna area schools to help them just get a flavor of it. At that time, Adobe Corporation also donated seven copies for the schools of Adobe Photoshop Elements.
The new project to use digital photography in the schools is being implemented in the Kay Beach Elementary School, Readout Elementary School, the Soldotna Middle School, and the Skyview High School. Cashi says photographs have a use in educating students.
There's a broad amount of literature out there on using digital photography in lessons everywhere from geography and culture through mathematics and special education, and starting a pilot program. So when we approached the school district, they were quite interested, and one of the administrators, Sean Dusick in Soldotna, suggested conceptually that it become used in part as a pilot curriculum development program that would use international contacts. At this point, the intent is around the entire top of the world, northern Japan, Yukon Territory, Scandinavia, and Russia.
To that end, digital photography equipment, similar to the equipment donated to the local Soldotna area schools, has also been donated to six schools in Siberia. Cashi says the intent is to expand the program to include schools across the subarctic. Cashi says it's important to put modern educational tools in the hands of students who are learning in a modern way.
I'm a trial lawyer by training, and what I found over the years was that, the old comment about one picture's worth a thousand words probably understates it. Just depends on different students and on their learning needs and on their particular skill sets and basically the way their brain works best.
In all, the Soldotna Rotary Club has donated enough new cameras and printers to fully equip a 25-student class in each of the participating schools here on the Kenai Peninsula and in Siberia. Cashi envisions the program someday being expanded to other schools and communities on the Kenai Peninsula.
I believe the district is acting pretty wisely in initially doing a pilot program approach and developing the curriculum, see what works, see what kind of curriculum changes they might want to do, and work it through a complete K-12 feeder system before they go out and broaden and spend the money, do the training and that sort of thing. I think it does make a lot of sense.
In an effort to spur interest in digital photography, the Soldotna Rotary Club plans on sponsoring a few camera club parties, and toward the end of the school year, the club will sponsor a fine art photo contest and a photojournalism competition for the students participating in the pilot program in the four Soldotna area schools. In Homer, I'm Mike Mason.